Sundry, with emergency crews in Clearwater County battling against a wildfire southeast of Crammond. The local fire chief is keeping an eye on the unfolding situation and reminding residents that this spring season is off to an extremely dry start. "Current conditions are very dangerous. There's multiple fires in the province at this time," said Ross Clues. "Rain would be very nice." Although his department is ready to promptly deploy mutual aid the moment a request is called in, Clues said the Sundry Fire Department remains on standby. However, he said during a phone interview earlier today, Tuesday, May 2, that the Sundry crew had over the span of 2 days prior been busy extinguishing 3 vegetation fires. Earlier this morning, a press release was issued by the Rocky Mountain House Forest Area announcing a fire ban is in effect for most of that area, with the wildfire danger rated as very high. Under the ban, all fire permits that have been approved for properties in the Rocky Mountain House Forest Area are either suspended or cancelled, and no new fire permits will be issued. Meanwhile, Mountain View County has until further notice issued a countywide fire restriction as a result of the dry as well as forecasted conditions. This requires that all outdoor fires presently burning be extinguished and the lighting of any outdoor fires is banned. Open fires, fireworks, recreational fires not contained in an acceptable fire pit, and permit-burning fires are prohibited, reads part of the order posted on the county's website. The only allowable exceptions are acceptable burning barrels, fire pits, fireplaces, barbecues, household fireplaces, as well as Alberta Energy Regulator-approved flaring. Permits for fires and fireworks are cancelled, and new permits will not be issued until the ban has been lifted. Red Deer County issued a fire ban effective 10 a.m. on May 1. The ban includes recreational fires, the use of burn barrels, exploding targets, and charcoal barbecues. It required that all outdoor fires burning within Red Deer County, whether set with permission or under permit of the county, be extinguished immediately, and ignition of all new outdoor fires within the boundaries of Red Deer County are prohibited. The town of Bowden follows Red Deer County's fire ban, so is bound by the same conditions. Residents in Sundry for now remain unaffected. "We don't have a ban in town right now for backyard fires," said Clues. Also unaffected are Olds, Didsbury, Carstairs, Cremona and Innisfail. But outdoor recreation enthusiasts will for the time being have to temper their temptation to make open fires in the backcountry in the lead up to camping season, while rural acreage owners will have to wait before burning up any brush piles. There were as of earlier today 5 wildfires burning in the Rocky Mountain House Forest Area. One classified as contained while the other 4 were under control. Over in the Crammond area, Clearwater Regional Fire Rescue Services, CRFRS, were as of this afternoon still working alongside Alberta Wildfire to contain a blaze southeast of Crammond Hall, east of Highway 22 and north of Highway 587. The wildfire was first reported at about 1:45 p.m. on Monday, May 1, officials said, adding crews from the CRFRS Caroline Station responded alongside supporting regional stations. Clearwater County requested mutual aid from Alberta Forestry, Parks and Tourism, formerly Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, to provide assistance for air operation support, fixed wing, rotary wing, and ground crews. No other departments from neighboring jurisdictions had yet been called upon to assist with additional ground crews. Responding to a question about the wildfire's classification, officials said, "Crews are working on containment. At this point in time, it's still classified as out of control." Although crews continue their efforts to contain the wildfire, the inferno at least has not been spreading substantially. "Thanks to our close partnership with the Province Alberta Wildfire staff and crews, the fire has not grown today," CRFRS Chief John Liotis was quoted as saying by email in response to questions. According to information posted on Clearwater County's website, roads in the wildfire's vicinity are temporarily closed to allow emergency crews to safely conduct firefighting operations. Township Road 354 at Range Road 53 has been closed to regular traffic up to Township Road 350 at Range Road 52. This closure is likely to remain in effect for the rest of the day. Clearwater County fire crews are continuing to actively work on the wildfire in the Cramond area, officials said, adding the public inquiry phone number for people who might have questions as 403-846-4091. Praising the amazing job that crews have done in their response to the Cramond area wildfire, CRFRS Deputy Chief Sean Street Peter was quoted as saying, "We are very fortunate to have skilled and dedicated paid on-call firefighters." The situation serves as a sobering reminder of how quickly wildfires can spread given the right conditions, he said. Wind brings an additional supply of air to the fire. It flattens the flame, which preheats the fuel ahead and causes spot fires by blowing sparks and embers ahead of the main fire into new fuel sources, he said. But the deputy chief also expressed confident optimism in the crew's ability to rein in the inferno before very long. "Due to the great work, we are hoping to have fire containment of the Cramond area wildfire soon," St. Peter said. Nearby residents and motorists with plans to travel to or through the area are advised that smoke might be visible and urged to exercise caution in the area. "If possible, avoid the area to allow crews to work and yield to emergency vehicles," reads part of a statement issued by officials. As of 10 a.m. this morning, a fire ban is now in effect for Clearwater County, meaning all existing fire permits are suspended or canceled, and no new ones will be approved. All outdoor wood fires are prohibited, including wood campfires on public lands as well as on private land and provincial campgrounds, backyard fire pits, barbecue charcoal briquettes, as well as the use of fireworks and exploding targets. However, CSA-approved propane and natural gas-powered appliances used per manufacturer's standards remain allowable, as do open flame oil devices such as deep fryers, indoor wood fires contained within a device with a chimney and spark arrestor. Officials said the ban will remain in effect until conditions improve. Anyone who sees a wildfire is encouraged to immediately report it by calling 310-3473-FIRE.